Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't a camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Thank you for downloading episode 407. Today is Thursday, March 8th, 2012. Today we have several cast members missing. Brad and Waylon are not here, so we have someone that will take his place. And today will probably be, you know, episode 407. All Latino, all the time. You guys loved him. We invited him back. Josh is back.
Hey, y'all.
Wow, this is a little loud, isn't it?
Ears are bleeding.
Let's bring it down a notch. 1 second. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
That's a lot better. So how have you been?
Fantastic.
So we'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. How many shows have you listened to since the last time you've been on the show?
You know, I did, like, go through a whole, like, marathon.
You did.
And I listened to a couple of them.
And a marathon as in two?
As in three.
Oh. Yeah. So you do know that there's actually 406 shows, right?
Well, I just recently found out you can listen to this on the internet.
I saw that. You posted on your Facebook?
Yeah, you can listen to it on the internet now.
Yeah, you've actually been able to listen to it on the internet since April 19th of 2006?
So I remember that in the New York Times.
Yeah. I remember that. Apparently you did not listen.
No, I was in Afghanistan. Drilling for oil.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And by drilling for oil, you mean you were dating Arabs.
Seriously?
I said Arabs.
Yes, you did. And I rolled with the punches. I would be... If we went to the Middle East, we would be in prison.
Right, right. Because we would be sleeping with everyone there, probably.
Everyone. And they all wear dresses, so it's
And they
all
hold hands,
free.
Though. Why so not? Maybe they wouldn't think so differently about it. And they kiss each other on the lips.
Yes, but they would think weird if a guy was under the dress, like, holding his hand or
No,
kissing.
Because they hold hands in public.
No, but I would be under his little skirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
tourism.
You're going downtown.
I need to see all the sights, get some photos.
And the next thing we know, we see you on a YouTube video of you buried in the sand up to your head and they're throwing rocks at
you. Did you see that movie, The Stoning of Sarai M? Don't see it because you will cry.
I will cry.
You will cry. It's horrible.
It's a true story, right?
It's a true story, yeah.
Didn't it just happen?
What happened a couple years ago.
Oh, because they just stoned a lady like a couple of months ago.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that sad? They were trying to save her, but it didn't work.
I don't get that.
That makes me sad.
It's not like she wore polka dots and stripes together. Now that, come on.
Why did they stone her? Because she looked at her
movie?
Brother.
In the movie? No, because like the brother or the uncle was trying to get her to go with the brother because I don't know, it was bullshit.
The microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You guys, I might sound a little different on the microphone because I'm not talking on the one that I usually do, and I'm talking on the one where all the peons talk on. I don't like it. I don't approve. It smells like piss.
Is that the government-issued microphone?
It's the government-issued microphone that comes in a box of...
with cheese.
Like a long box with cheese inside
with
of it.
Cheese in it.
Can you believe that? Yeah. They offer that?
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, ding.
Ding.
Let's put the computer on silent. So I had a bunch of stuff to talk about, but I want to talk about it with Brad and Waylon. So we're going to talk about something else.
I'm not cool enough to
no,
talk about?
No, because, okay. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. The only thing you're cool enough about talking about is getting my birthday thing together.
Oh, yes.
Because I was really pissy with
you. Yes, you were. Well, with everybody, I think.
Wasn't pissy with everybody.
Oh, just me?
It was just you.
Okay, cool. That's
especially on Saturday when you were like, what are you doing for your birthday? I said, I guess I'm not doing anything since nobody's planning anything for me.
Oh, yeah. I love that part.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, Oh, sorry.
No, I was like, well, maybe next weekend or something. We can do a group birthday with other people.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, well, that's cool, but when is it going to happen?
I was like, we'll get something together. Oh, yeah, that was the ultimate. And so I knew, like, we had this whole thing planned for a while, and I was like, I knew.
I am shocked you were able to hold that secret for so long.
Well, I told everyone but you. So I was good at that.
Yeah, but you're still not that good usually.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't slip up. I'm like, so what are you doing on Monday?
Well,
I'm going to this birthday party. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had this whole thing planned, and I knew that I had to keep going with it. So I made sure everybody was going. And then that day, I knew I needed to text you to make sure that, you know, to see you were busy, that you were doing something or whatever. Right. That's when I texted you last minute. I was like, drinks, birthday drinks, question mark. Because I knew you were already going to go with what's his name and who's
Brad
and what's
Newland.
It. Yeah.
Who's and what's it.
And
we don't refer to them as names.
Yeah, they don't have names. No. Not in my world. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and then you got all pissy. Oh, my God.
I wasn't pissy.
I got hate texts. You were like.
It was not hate texts.
I mean, it was like,
because
die.
You know who else was telling me? Waylon goes, oh, you should say this to him. How dare him not come up to, you know, come out and see you for
Well,
your
when you said die, white scum, die.
Oh, I did not
I
say that.
I started to cry because
I said
knew.
Die, black scum, die.
That's when I cried. But yeah, it was awesome. You walked in, you were completely surprised. You had no idea we were there.
I had no idea.
It was awesome.
I had no idea. I was at Hamburger Mary's and almost said, you know what? I think I'm just going to go home. How would have been?
Oh my God.
Surprise! Ricky's not here.
Ricky's not here. We would have had fun anyway.
Had fun talking about me.
Mm-hmm, as always.
Of course. So, we were thinking about adding a segment to the show called Josh's Date Week or a Night Out with Josh.
Oh, I've got some good ones. Just one that last night.
Oh, the one that you were supposed to cancel on and record with me yesterday, but you said no. Remember, we had the whole
Did you really want me to cancel with him?
Yeah.
But we went
No.
We went to improv.
Gross.
It was fun. We should go.
That's what straight people do.
It was in Wrigleyville. Yeah. Yeah. It was totally bro-ham.
Did you see any girls on the side of the road puking everywhere?
No, but the girls in the front row were super drunk.
Oh, of course. Were they woohoo girls?
Woohoo! They were.
Yeah.
And they were laughing at stupid shit.
So who was this person?
Do I have to say names?
No, you could. Well, his name is probably either Jose, Raul.
It is. He is Hispanic.
Okay.
This is part of the story, right?
Okay.
So, like, I've been out with him a couple times or whatever, but here last weekend, Rob comes up to me.
Is this doctor?
No, he's out of the picture. Rob comes up to me, he's like, oh, I'm going on a date with the Hispanic guy. And I was
the same guy?
Yeah. And I'm already turned off at this point.
Oh.
Like, at this point, I know we're just going to be friends, right? So
that's like dating someone that Micah dated.
I know, and he's been with everybody. I hope no one heard that. Anyway,
we mean Michaela.
yeah, whore.
Keith.
Oh yes.
We're pulling them all out tonight.
It's getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Molly,
but not really Molly.
So, well, listen. So he, out of the blue, we're having like dinner after improv, and he starts like making all these confessions to me. And you know one thing with dating Latinos is that you never know.
Talking to the microphone.
You the one thing about Latinos is you never know
if they're married, if they have children.
Well, their status.
Uh-huh.
Like not HIV status, but right. Like
single.
No, as in like are they legal?
Oh.
Do they have their papers?
Oh, okay.
And you know you never really want to ask that until after you've slept with them, right?
Right.
So we were at dinner and I was
because
like,
if you sleep with them and it's not good and you don't want them to talk to you again, you just say INS.
INS, right. Or no, it's ISE, right? In Spanish, ISE?
I don't know.
I think so. I've learned that. I've had some rough times
y'all,
with Hispanics.
We are awful people. You guys, we know, y'all know we love the Latinos.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
We can't. I mean, we can talk about it because we are them.
We
feel their pain inside of us.
Yes, we do. Latino DNA. Yeah. So he like, we're sitting at dinner. Out of the blue, he like starts telling me like his problems or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, you know, it's really hard in my life. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you have a good job. You graduated from college. You know, what's mm-hmm. up? He's like, you know, I have lots of limitations. And I was like, okay. He's like,
because I have a vagina. Did he say that?
No. There's another story about that.
Oh, okay.
So, and he's like, oh my God. Like, he's like, I'm undocumented. And I was uh-huh. like, oh shit. Cause I'm like,
you're supposed to say that while we're in bed.
If it's bad, if it's good, then, you know, I'll forget about it. So yeah, I'll let it just roll away. So yeah, he tells me this, and he's undocumented, and I'm like, well, that's limitations on us dating because we can't really do much, right? We can't leave the house, right?
What?
I don't know.
You're
like,
so retarded.
I mean, we can leave the house, but right. it's always undercover at night, right?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, inappropriate. Is that your hookup for tonight?
Yeah. No, it's my reminder to write my friend Lorraine's referral for her.
Aw. Is she undocumented?
Well, she's Black American, so probably she's documented.
She's documented?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So anyway, he starts saying all this stuff. Like, if he really gets a real job, then he like...
What does he do?
He works in retail-ish. Like, I don't know what you call this. Like, he's the fruit guy. The one that made the fruit. And
oh, can we please tell
no!
that story? Please, no! Please, please tell that story.
No.
It's hilarious. Please.
Oh, God. It's going to make okay. me sound like an asshole.
Well, you are an asshole. Because when you did this, I was like, you are such an asshole. But go ahead and tell the story.
Okay. Well, this was like our second date. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was cute.
He's super nice.
He's super nice.
I've met him.
And so the second date, he works in retail, whatever. And our second date, we're walking down, and I'll forget this intersection downtown. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, oh, I hate God. It. I think this most disgusting thing in the world, I'm telling him, is like fruit and chocolate mixed together. I think it's so disgusting. I have always thought so or whatever. So he's walking. We're walking in. I'm telling him, like, going on for like 15 minutes about how fucking disgusting it is and how it doesn't melt and it's all juicy. So, so then he's looking really awkward, and I say, "What?" And he's like, "Well, I was gonna give you this later, but I made you some homemade chocolate covered strawberries." And he pulls out this box, and it has like a ribbon on it. It's so sweet. And I felt like the biggest asshole. Oh, yeah.
Did you say, though, oh, I like chocolate dipped strawberries?
Oh, my God. I said, I'm not talking about like this. I love this. This is awesome. I'm talking about like people who eat it in the morning. Because like, who the fuck does that? But I... Just out of the blue,
oh
I was like,
"Oh my God, that's hilarious!"
I thought that was it.
Asshole
alert!
Douchebag!
Fuck you!
That would have been the last date that I would have went on.
Well,
with you.
Yeah, I know.
What was? Did what? You think it was over?
His face was like shocked, and I'm like, "Why is he shocked?" I'm just telling him what I don't like, and then he pulls it out.
The strawberries too.
Yes. And I was like, I like all of it.
I like all that dipped in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I felt like the biggest asshole. But it turns out he's undocumented, so whatever. Bless his heart. You know what? I told him that I'm going to fight for him.
You are?
Yes, I am.
And how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I think I'll email somebody. I'll do something.
I think I'll email somebody.
Yeah. Because there are lots of undocumented people here. Bless their hearts.
There are.
They have a lot, too.
It's sad, though, because they work really hard for what they do.
They do. They really do.
And they get nothing out of it.
And they're super talented, too. And can you imagine if, like, they're like 12 million or something. Can you imagine if all those Latinos left this country? We'd have white people left. And I mean, I love white people, but...
But you know, we wouldn't have, like, good stuff like fruit and vegetables because, you know, white people don't do that.
No. And it's tacos? Job. I love taco carts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I find really weird sometimes is when I go to an Asian restaurant, it'll be like all Latinos cooking. And then when I go to a Mexican restaurant, it's like all Asians cooking. I don't get that.
What? Yeah. It's the, they're like, not what intertwined. You can't just replace them.
But they're
them.
Starting to like mix them together because over there off the Belmont stop where you know where the Starbucks is.
Oh, yeah.
There's that Asian taco place.
Oh, yeah. So
that's interesting.
Fusion? They just make fusion?
It's, yeah, it's Mexasian.
Whoever we can hire, we're going to make a fusion restaurant.
Asians, like, they have a Mexican-French fusion restaurant, too.
Oh, I've heard of that.
That's weird. Like, what do they do? They put snails in tacos or something?
I don't know. I'd try it.
I would not try that.
Have you not?
No.
Have you had snails?
No. Don't want to.
Okay.
Will not see. Only thing I think about is snails is when I was a kid, and you remember those slugs on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Because we are brothers from a different mother,
mm-hmm.
and we pretty much grew up in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the same animals, the same bugs, same mm-hmm. mountains.
We sing the same Bible verse songs right. or whatever.
The other day.
Yeah. Our vacation
deep
Bible.
Deep and wide.
Deep and wide.
There's a mountain, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Like Josh's ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was not in the song.
I'm pretty sure I remember singing that.
No,
in church.
No.
At my Gethsemane Baptist Church, I'm pretty sure I remember singing Deep and Wide as Josh's ass.
That's
I'm pretty
a
sure.
That you must be new Baptist or
no,
something.
No,
I don't know.
We're pretty old.
I don't know about that.
We still like beat women and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And snake handle.
Snake handle. Have you been to...
We handled the preacher's snake.
I don't know what to say.
Jealous.
He must have really liked you.
It must too, because it spit all the time.
OMG. You're crazy. So I have to tell you about another embarrassing story.
Okay.
Are you ready for another embarrassing
story? Is this
voice?
Embarrassing for you?
Yes, it always is.
Okay.
All right. I told you about... I just recently went to San Francisco, y'all.
Right.
For the first time.
Oh, okay. And you told me about...
I'm going to tell you this story, but there's more to
that
recently.
Story. Okay.
So, okay. I hang out with my friend. Like, he hosts me. Like, I've known him for years. He's cool. But the thing is that it's expensive in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So, all he has is, like, a studio with just,
Like, the size of this room?
It's, yeah, basically. And this bed is only like a full, if that. So it basically fits two people. He doesn't have space for like a couch or anything like that. So it's a tiny place. He said, okay, you can stay with me, but you have to sleep in the bed with me, which I'm like, whatever. He's my girlfriend, so that's cool. Well, one night, like we go to the bar and he's like, oh, you see that dude working behind the bar? And I'm like, yeah. And he's mm-hmm. this Latino and oh, he's
delicious. He was a bartender?
He was.
It was a bar back?
I think it's a bartender because I don't know. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. So he was behind the bar and I was like, oh yeah, he's cute. You know, and he's like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, like we hook up all the time and, you know, mostly like sucking dick and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Why'd you whisper? Because I don't know why don't you just did that. We're not in church.
I don't
want to
be inappropriate.
In public.
I don't know.
We're around a bunch of dick suckers in this room.
Well,
yeah. Hello.
I was... I don't know about the nun sitting in the corner. I don't know. Maybe.
That nun has had a dick in her mouth.
Oh, okay. All right. Duh. Well, anyway, so he's like, oh, you know, we hook up. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I start looking at him like, oh, he really is cute, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm not going to step on anyone's territory. You called it.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, he's been calling it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all got drunk. Bar after bar, he ends up joining us. He's drinking, shots were had, whatever. Mm-hmm. We all go back to my friend's apartment, mm-hmm. right?
Well, let me guess what happens. Wait, can I finish this story real quick before you finish it?
Yeah, but
I think you guys get back.
Uh-huh.
You say, oh my God, let's watch a movie. And you're like, okay. And then your friend's like, yeah, let's watch a movie. So then you pop some popcorn. You take off your shirts. Then you all sit on your love seat, because that's all he has because he's in a studio that folds out into a bed. And then you guys sit together and you guys have one bowl of popcorn
uh-huh.
and everybody has their hands all up in it. And then you just fall asleep to the movie of girls finger banging topless with pillows. Oh, and scissoring.
You don't know how accurate you are.
I'm pretty close, right?
Yeah.
At least the scissoring part, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Okay.
Well, what really happened for the readers at home, we all came back to his apartment, but we're so trash at this point. So I like get on the outer edge of the bed because I know...
You're going to throw up.
No, I wanted to leave room for my friend and this dude, right? Because if they wanted to like cuddle or whatever, you know, but I was...
Couldn't you have just slept on the floor or something?
Ugh. Who am I?
Does he have a couch?
No, his studio is tiny, and all he can fit is the bed and like dresser
that
or whatever.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you won't be going back?
Yeah, I will. Let me finish the story. I gotta finish.
This is my show.
I know, but I want.
You are invited here.
If I don't, well, thank
apologize.
You.
Apologize.
I'm so sorry.
Finish.
I'm sorry.
No, you're done. Sorry, guys. That's everything. Bye.
See what I have to put up with, everybody.
Right.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I scoot on the outside so that like he can scoot over. My friend could be in the middle, and then the boy. Well, no, the boy decides to jump in between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, what does that mean? And
oh, you know what time it was.
Yeah, and then the lights went out, and my friend passed out, and me and the boy, like, we went to town on each other, right? Inappropriate.
Oh, you mean like you did with your plus one at the New Year's Eve party?
Oh, my God.
Oh, they all know that, too. Oh but you God. Haven't been on the show since then. Oh, my
God. I'm not a whore, you all. Not a whore. Not a whore. Not a whore.
No, you're a slut because whores get paid and you do it for free.
I enjoy what I do, yes.
Oh, yeah, because slut pills.
Really? Slut pills?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we go to town on each other. Long story short, we stop because my friend woke up and he was in
or
bed.
Or he woke up because he heard you gagging like well, we did on New Year's Eve.
No.
No?
No, we didn't. Okay. We didn't like get that far. Because he was like, what are you all doing? And plus, we're in the same bed as him, you know?
He knew what we were doing.
Well, he was drunk, whatever. He probably did know what we were. But anyway, long story short, we go to town each other. He wakes up, so we stop, right? That was amazing because his body is beautiful and his penis. His penis.
Do you have a picture of his penis? Can I see it?
No picture of the penis, but it's gorgeous, right?
Rude.
So this is the part where... That just happened recently, right? So I'm texting him. I'm still texting him back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to read you, like, what went on between the two of us.
Okay.
Because this is later. Like, I go, like, weeks and weeks and weeks thinking, well, like, days, I guess. And thinking...
Because it's been, like, a week.
Yeah. Thinking, oh, my God, like, this dude is gorgeous. We totally, like, made out, and it was gorgeous. And... Thinking, oh my God, like we're still texting back and forth.
Right.
So like, you know, that means like he's totally,
how old is he?
22. He's 22.
Okay.
I just found out recently. So
well, you knew last Saturday when you told me about it.
Well, I had to ask him. Wrong. I didn't know. Okay. So anyway, so I text him. This is the conversation that we had back and forth. Okay.
Okay.
This is where I die. Okay, he said, I said, I personally know you have a larger stick, so yes, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about something. He was like, what? How do you know? Did our friend, like, tell you? And I was really confused because I was like, well, you know.
It was in my mouth.
Yeah. And I was like, well, yeah, Byron did tell me some things, but you and I kind of went at it that one night, so I know firsthand, right? Uh-huh. Ricky?
He did not say, Ricky, what are you talking about?
Ricky. He said, ha, 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 it was you. I didn't know it was you or our friend. I couldn't figure it out. My bad. Sorry. Oh, Ricky. I died.
I died.
I did die.
Love it.
I could not believe it.
So you thought you were all memorable.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because you remember all about it. And
yes.
He's like, oh, that was you?
That's yeah.
That's what happens with 22-year-olds.
He thought that I was like our friend. Mm-hmm. That's who he like really thought I was. And here I am like, you changed my world. And then he's like, oh, that was you? I didn't respond for like hours. And all I said was, I'm kind of super embarrassed right now. He's like, well, at least that was clarifying. Like, oh my God. I mean, but then he goes in, like, at how beautiful I am. And
oh, of
he
course
has,
he did.
Like,
because yeah. Now he feels guilty.
He feel, probably.
You know, he's Latino, so he's probably Catholic.
Right? Oh, yeah. He's got the guilt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that was you. But you know what? When I was younger... No, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, tell us. No.
It's
you
the same,
can't
it's
do
a
that.
Similar kind of situation, but... I was the person that said, oh, that was you.
You did not. How did you not know it was the person?
Because there was like four other people there. Oh.
Oh, wait, my what? God. And you were talking about me. Slut, whatever.
We were in a California King.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I could see where things can get lost in that.
You're end. Classy. You're so classy.
That is not true. I was not in a bed with four other people.
It was the floor.
That time.
God.
So, what else do you want to talk about? What do you think about doing a segment every week? Like, you just call into the hotline and say, this week on Josh's Latino excursion.
Yeah.
You could.
Did I tell you about the guy with the sensitive taint?
No.
I didn't tell you about him? Oh my God. It was horrifying. Like, we were making...
Horrifyingly awesome?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we were making out, right? You know how your hands get like all...
Touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Well, like...
Have I seen him? Do you have a picture?
No. He's like a shorter Asian dude. Oh, no. He was cute.
Oh, no, no.
Mrs. Swan.
Oh, no, no. I hate... No, no, Asian.
I tell you everything.
Oh, I hate your teeth. Snap my teeth. Snap my teeth.
Oh. Is that what he told you? That's what he said.
No,
right?
No.
No, no, snap my teeth. Snap my teeth. Snap my teeth.
That's our new saying now. No. Yeah.
Slap my taint.
No, like we were making out, we were getting, uh-huh. you know, touchy-feely, and then like my hands would like go down there, but just like rub slightly,
uh-huh.
and he would make these noises like, oh, and like it was getting like really loud, and uh-huh. I'm like, I'm just like brushing you down there, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. what's going on
down there, kitty?
Right. So, seriously, at some point his jeans fell off or whatever,
oh.
and so he was just in his underwear, right?
Was he like typical Asian? Downstairs.
Well, this is where it comes in. It comes in
because it was really a vagina.
Well, I start. You know, we touchy feely. I rub mm-hmm. down there again, and he's like really like jumping like all over me, right? So I'm like, oh please, dear Lord, not please don't let there be a vagina down there.
Right.
Like please, whatever I'm rubbing, it cannot be that sensitive. Like right. Why is he like going so crazy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
You like that tape?
Oh my God. Ricky. Yeah.
It's funny because it's
true. It's true. He was getting really excited about
right.
it, right? Record that. We need this. Like, oh, that's so funny. Oh God. So he was like going like crazy like that every time like I touched down there. So I was just praying that, you know, like he didn't have a vagina. So because I mean like, but it's like in between your legs, you know,
right.
like where one would be.
Mm-hmm.
So
hold on for maybe. A second. Where else would a vagina be on a human?
No. I've not been with women. I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere down there, right? South of the belly button, right? I don't know.
Well, at least you know it's not the belly button. Right. You okay with
her? Oh, yeah. That was funny. So, yeah, we were making out. Mm-hmm. Long story short, like, we were naked in bed, and, like, he was Asian when it came to the front.
No.
So, but you know, like, sometimes, like, transgender people, like, have small penises, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, also vaginas. Because I've seen, like, some porn.
Yeah. Right.
I've never been
Asian
with,
porn is
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. So I was like, his penis is small, so please let there not be a vagina as well. Right,
because he can have both.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he had balls?
And yeah.
Okay.
He had balls. They were nice. They were okay. Extra long labia.
Oh, touch my lips. Oh, taint my lips.
Oh. Oh my god. You need to record this.
Oh,
you are.
You're such a
dumbass. Oh god. Well, long story short, I didn't want to like explore down there because it's weird. Because if you ask a guy, like, can you spread your legs like when you're, I don't know, doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we just got off.
Okay,
I didn't.
Wait, can we stop for a second?
Yes.
If you say long story short one more time, people are going to start giving us 1-star reviews. So don't.
Did I say long story
short? Oh, you said it like 1,400 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't say that?
Well, not 1,400 times.
Oh, my bad. My bad. All right. Well, that's the end of the story.
Oh. So anyway...
No, I
didn't. Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you,
we just like...
You didn't like
I didn't
touch
explore.
His taint anymore?
I didn't touch his
did
taint.
Did he beg you? Did he like crawl on you like a cat?
No, he wanted me to like spit on him and stuff. Like spit on it.
Asians are like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're weird like that.
I mean, they're freaks, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can get into it, but...
Well, obviously because you like Asians.
What'd he say?
You have to put soy sauce on it.
Oh my God.
No, I'm a fish oil. Fish sauce. And hot mustard on my taint.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so we've been recording for 30 minutes, so I think we're gonna go.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, as
Do
always.
You want to come back again?
I would love to. Yeah.
So, people, you should definitely email us and let us know if you want Josh to come back.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to leave us 5-star reviews.
5, 10-star reviews.
We would read one, but I'm not feeling it right now. So my head hurts. And I laugh too much.
It's because you're porn talk. You're like porn. What do you call that? Porn women screaming or
yeah,
like,
just screaming porn ladies.
Okay. You should give her a name like Jessica or something.
What's her name? Oh, it's the PNS Explosion actually does it.
Oh,
that's where
okay.
I got it from.
Okay.
But there's her name is. Suzanne Summers, right? Is that her name? What's the actress's name?
Suzanne
right?
Summers.
Oh, this yeah. is Susan Summers.
Susan Summers.
Right. That's Susan Summers.
Susan Summers.
And now Tony even goes, oh, yeah? You want my pantyhose on your face?
He does. He does. Yes, he does. He does for sure. I heard it the other night.
It's funny. It's so yeah. cute. I don't know if I said this on the last show. I don't know if I talked about this, but one day he saw me smiling. I think I told you about this on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, yeah, you know, yeah. he says stuff and I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
And so he saw me smiling one day. He's like, why do you got that smirk on your face? And I'm like,
what?
He's like, why you got that smirk on your face? So I'm thinking like, what? Do I have like blue stuff on my face? You know, did I eat a pin or
right?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
On a pin and it just,
yeah. Ugh.
And I was like, what? He goes, you're smiling. You're Smurf. And I'm like, do you mean smirk? And he's like, yeah, that. You're Smurf.
You're Smurf. Totally. That's what I said. Duh. Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to get out of here. This is a short show. This will hold you over until I think Tuesday. Brad and Waylon will be back.
Yay.
So, do you have any final words to say?
I would just like to say thank you for having me on here, and
maybe people can call us, ask you a question, and then when you listen to the show, you can call in and answer the question.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You should totally do it.
It's on the internet now.
So, right. It's totally on the internet. So if you have a question for him, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. No, don't email it. Call us. 206-984-3685. So, okay, we're out of here. Thank you for downloading episode 407.
Thank you, bitches.
The 6-year anniversary is coming up on April 19th.
What does that mean? What are you going to do? 6 years?
6 years of this shit.
Oh, you look...
And it's getting progressively worse, I think.
The quality of the show is getting bad since you have to have me on there.
Right.
That's, you know,
you're like the last person.
You asked the homeless man. He said he was busy.
Right. I'm busy collecting cans. I'm busy spitting.
I think I saw him. Is he sitting on the curb? Like
over here. They have nasty dreadlocks.
Yeah. He had nasty hair. I don't know if it's the same one.
Oh, he's getting closer to our building wall.
I know. I saw
him. He's going to be crawling up the wall to get to
you. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're pretty.
And spits at her.
Because you're pretty. From the bowels.
From the taint. Oh. All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And Josh.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.